prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we're going to empower you. That's what we like to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about living organisms needing minerals. That means you and me walking around. That means our pets and plants. We all need that. We're going to talk about why we need it and why it's important and the difference when you don't have it. Also, we're going to be talking about probably some brain chemistry facts, and we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, we have a devotional, a big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too, because time grows short. Now we're in Matthew 9, and it says, "But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins." So that's right. So we got to seek the Lord's face and mind the time, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thanks, Frank. Okay, so first up in the quacker, FDA aggressively attacking people that sell colloidal silver because they're promoting it as a cure for the norovirus. So companies that are selling the colloidal silver that are kind of promoting the, you know, it's a good against the infection of the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, They are facing a reprimand from the Food and Drug Administration. Federal agency has also sent out warning letters suggesting they cease and desist from telling the public that the colloidal silver will help prevent, treat, mitigate, diagnose, or cure the coronavirus. So got to be careful what you say out there. And my understanding is the colloidal silver is only effective for bacteria and not viruses. So last but not least in the crack report, seaweed. They say if you're a prepper, hey, you got to have some seaweed food. It is there's several kinds of seaweed out there, as you well know. And a lot of times you see it in sushi dishes. Seaweed is kind of a staple now in a lot of cuisines in different parts of the world. It's considered one of those superfoods as well. Lots of minerals, micro minerals in it because it's from the ocean. So they're saying now you might want to stockpile some of that for survival foods. It's very edible. The marine seaweed belongs to three groups of multicellular algae, green, brown, and red. And you can get several types of seaweed out there. I like the adult seaweed. It's the purple one. We use that in the Body Foundation food mix here at Apothecary Herbs, and it's really a lovely, lovely seaweed to have that. So go out there and get you some seaweed or some body food mix and stock up. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we talk about living organisms. They need minerals. That's you and me. We're walking around. We need minerals. And we're going to show you in layman's terms kind of why. You probably say, well, big deal, minerals, vitamins, whatever. Well, you're going to see the whatever in just a minute, because without minerals, our metabolic functions collapse. Okay, so it's really evident with millions of people who are leaning on prescription medications. Now, could, you know, great health be as simple as getting the required minerals and avoiding the things that strip away minerals to preserve our health? Could it be that simple? Well, some people think it's too simple. That answer is too simple, and they prefer to put their faith in the medical science area. Okay, but let's take a look at both the past and the present to get some perspective on why minerals and why we need them and why we probably aren't getting them. So here's a quote from the Medical Biochemistry Organization. They say minerals constitute a class of critical micronutrients required for normal health and development. So there is a clear correlation, they say, between micronutrient deficits and chronic metabolic disruption. So mineral and vitamin deficiencies is potentially lethal to human health, they say. I agree. Well, let's look at the minerals that help us out, minerals that serve mankind. Mineral science is nothing new. Medical science has been telling us about minerals and how important they are for health, and that's great. And medical science has shown that minerals are vast, and they provide a broad array of specific functions. For example, minerals serve as these ions for the nerve impulse transmission for your central and peripheral nervous systems. Okay. Also, minerals serve as activators of complex biochemical reactions in tissues such as your cardiovascular and skeletal activities. And also minerals also aid in enzyme activity. We're going to get a little bit into enzymes here in a minute. It's really critical for biomedical reactions in the body. So let's talk about the enzymes for a minute. We call it enzymology. And the minerals assist with enzyme activity. So enzymes are essential compounds found in animals, plants, microorganisms, and humans. So the word enzyme was first used in 1878 by a German physiologist, Wilhelm Kuhn, who described the enzymatic action of yeast converting to alcohol from sugar. So the word enzyme is from the Greek word en, meaning from within, and zoom, meaning yeast, enzyme or enzyme. And according to the November 2015 U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, without minerals, the enzymes could not carry out their biological functions. So minerals and enzymes are co-regulatory. So enzymes work as a catalyst to speed up biochemical reactions in living organisms. Enzymes are influenced by pH and temperature. And enzymes are sensitive to inhibitors. And we're going to talk about what inhibitors are. Here's a quote from the U.S. National Library of Medicine, Institute of Health. They say substances that reduce enzyme activity are called inhibitors. They either directly or indirectly influence the catalytic action of enzymes. Inhibitors are foreign to your cells and therefore can negatively affect the metabolism. Toxins and pharmaceutical drugs inhibit enzyme catalyst activity. If an inhibitor binds permanently to the enzyme, it is classified as an irreversible inhibitor or toxin. So inhibitors are toxins, and they can mess up your enzymes and really cause a lot of metabolic problems. So in the 1920s, it was discovered that when enzymes are crystallized, they discovered enzymes offered a catalytic activity associated with protein molecules. Therefore, science thought that for the next 60 years, they thought that all enzymes were proteins. So in the 1980s, ribonucleic acid was discovered to also play a catalytic role in your gene expression, their RNA. So here's another quote from the National Library of Medicine. They say high fructose corn syrup is produced on a large scale involving immobilized enzymes. And immobilized enzymes are often created for the prepackaged food industry and have three categories: absorption, covalent bonding, which is immobilized enzymes, and also entrapment type enzymes. These are all kind of synthetics. So manipulating plant and animal enzymes has been done since the 1950s, but later technology has taken enzyme manufacturing to a level outside of nature with synthetics. So enzyme chemistry is called wet chemistry, is used in a wide array of substances, including drugs like your penicillin. Well, let's talk about your mineral and enzyme nutrition, because the cells of living things need minerals and enzymes to live. And there's really no substitute for the whole food nutrition to provide this homeostasis balance. So without a stable balance, the protein, the carbohydrates, the fats, the vitamins kind of will be out of balance. So you got to get your minerals right. And most people who succumb to disease will have a lack of minerals and a buildup of toxins in their body. So most prepackaged foods have the natural nutrition removed, and then it's replaced with artificial enzymes and vitamins to protect shelf life. So when natural minerals and enzymes are consistently removed, health is sacrificed. That's right. Health is sacrificed. Well, I want to talk about real quick. We're going to go back in time because I think this is kind of a neat little segue to prove our point here. I got to get to my sheet here real quick. All right, here we all. We're going to go back to the Roman Empire just briefly here to talk about, to kind of push the point home about your minerals and enzymes. We're going to talk about gladiators for a second. You know, gladiator combat was nutritionally as well as physically designed, okay, in the ancient Roman Empire. Yeah. We didn't know that. They're just now figuring this out. Robust men were trained for the arena and had to maintain strength and stamina. According to research by the Medical University in Vienna, Roman gladiators, what they ate mostly was a vegetarian diet and also drank a tonic after training containing ash. So you're probably thinking, well, how in the world could they be strong and wield those swords and shields and, you know, if they didn't eat any meat? Because we always associate meat with, you know, having strength and stamina. But we are amiss in that thinking. So this was determined after they were testing the bones of these warriors in 1993 from an ancient Roman city called Ephesus, now known as modern Turkey. So the city back then had 200,000 people living in it, and the bones dated from the 2nd and 3rd century B.C. Now, the research did get published in the October 2014 journal Pone, and the writings show gladiators were often called horderi, and that means they were barley eaters. They were called barley eaters. So the gladiator diet, based on the analysis of their bones, they ate beans, grains, nuts, vegetables, and vegetable ash tonic, right? Well, let's look at these bones a little bit of the gladiators. So the gladiator bones revealed their staple foods, which had high amounts of strontium and calcium. So bones of other citizens during this time who were not gladiators, they had similar nutrients showing up in their bones. So the general population ate pretty much the same diet. It was a meatless meal. Meat-free meals were the normal way of life for them. So the Department of Medicine at the University of Vienna and the Department of Anthropology at the Institute of Forensic Medicine at the University of Bern, they think the tonic drink that the gladiators were given made the difference in the vitality of the fighters, because the gladiator bones had more strontium in them, which indicates a high intake of minerals and calcium. So the research indicated that the legend of the ash drink did exist and were probably plant ashes to refortify the body after physical exertion to promote healing. So the physicians and the coaches of the 2nd and 3rd century, hey, they didn't know about minerals and enzymes working together to heal the rugged bodies of the gladiators and to offer them faster reflexes. They didn't know that. They just knew which food sources helped them to be healthier and strong. Right? Well, and you know what? They had good topsoil back then. They had good crops. They had organic. They didn't have genetically modified. They didn't have fertilizers. They didn't have pesticides and herbicides. They had some straight up good minerals in their plants. See? Healthy soil and healthy plants. So now's the time really for us all to think about this and go certify organic with our produce so we can gain the most minerals and enzymes we can get from them. So conventionally grown produce is going to offer a weak substitute of those nutritional elements due to the poor topsoil and the chemicals they're using on them. So these chemicals poison the plants, the Roundup and all this stuff. It dehydrates and poisons the plants. So plants can't absorb nutrients if the soil is devoid of minerals and is poisoned with the fertilizers, the pesticides, the herbicides, and so forth. So if you don't make the effort to change the quality of your plants that you're consuming, because you'll eventually have low mineral and enzymes, and you'll eventually be diagnosed with an internal medicine disorder if you don't do something. And I don't think I have to repeat this, but maybe I do for new listeners. You don't want isolated nutrients. You want whole food nutrients. They work chemically better together than the isolated. Isolated nutrients, the body looks at them as pharmaceutical drugs because they're missing the buffer alkaloids and the other mineral components necessary for the uptake and absorption. So you want whole food. I must be making an impact, Frank, because I got a call from a lady today. She wants vitamin C, but she doesn't want ascorbic acid. She wants rose hips. And I'm like, yes, I am getting through to people. Rose hips has your vitamin C, but it's chemically balanced so the body can use it. So, and you know what she told me, Frank? She told me that everybody's out of rose hips and you can't get it anywhere. I love it. I mean, not that they're out of rose hips, but, you know, that people are thinking and demanding a better alternative. Okay, so we don't want medicine to tell us we have, you know, been diagnosed with some sort of disease because we haven't been, you know, providing minerals and enzymes for the body in the foods we're picking and choosing. So, so if you don't make the change like I said, you're going to be depleted, and then all of a sudden you get metabolic, you know, collapse, and you may have heart disease or diabetes or something else you'll be diagnosed with. And you know what? Then you're going to be put on drugs, prescription drugs. That's going to further deplete you of your minerals and enzymes. And it's all connected, and the medical science knows this all too well about minerals and enzymes and the toxicity of these drugs, kind of, you know, washing them out of your system. They know this. But, you know, their job is to sell drugs, to prescribe drugs, and not to educate patients how to become well again on their own. That's not their job. Think about it hard. That's not their job. They want you coming to them so they can manage your disease. That's not healthcare. That's not wellness. That's not cure. That's not anything good. You know, I think healthcare is good for trauma. But the other stuff, it's all about money. It's not about wellness. Well, and that's my opinion, and I'm still allowed to have one. And you know what? You're also going to have rich minerals in your herbs, your medicinal herbs, packed with minerals, mind you. The bitter the herb, the better. So your medicinal herbs will also need, you know, to be certified organic. Make sure you get those. They're going to offer the best mineral enzyme action for your immune support, your toxin removal, and your metabolic strengthening. So if you're wondering where those top quality certified organic till standard organic herb formulas are going to be, well, look no further than Apothecary Herbs, because that's their deal. They're really very strict about that. Highest quality till standard organic herbal products, professional strength quality. These are the formulas your practitioners look for, and they support the body's need for minerals and enzymes, and it's in a whole food state. So these aren't isolated formulas. These are whole food states. So herbs for your cardio, your liver, your brain, digestion, your immune system, just, you know, the whole shebang. So if you want to go online to check them out, their website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Of course, you can give them a call. Toll-free number in the U.S. and Canada is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Because, you know, if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. People call all the time saying, well, you know, there's a whole bunch of herb product brands down there at our wellness store. I just don't know what to look for. Well, Apothecary Herbs product line was designed for practitioners, wellness practitioners. So you're getting a professional grade formulation. So you're not getting what you see in the stores. That's not the same thing. So if you want the cut to the chase, the game changer, you want the folks, you want the brand Apothecary Herbs, because that is where it's at. And most, and just read the comments on their website from people. They're shocked that there was a big difference. Well, yeah, quality makes a big difference. It's all about starting out with a really good plant and not ruining it in the process. That's how I sum it up. So heat and light can, well, the herbs are sensitive to that. So you got to protect them. You got to protect them from that. And that's what the folks at Apothecary Herbs do. They really protect. And by the way, if you want to be educated each week, even if you miss the show, you can get their newsletter. The folks at Apothecary Herbs sent out a newsletter that's free. They have the American Survival that goes out on Tuesday and the Health Quest that goes out on Friday, and both are free, and you'll get wellness information in both of them. So you can go to the powerherbs.com website, and you want to click on books and newsletters and sign up there. You have to have an email account to get the newsletters, because they're only sent by electronic email, okay, electronic mail. So a lot of people say they want it mailed to them in the regular mail post, and that's just not how it's being delivered. So if you got an email account, you can get these newsletters absolutely free each and every week, and you can sign up, opt in or out, and all your information is personal confidential. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Click on books and newsletters and sign up for free. And you know what, Frank? We are, at the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they're flat out of catalogs. They just, you know, they've got their new 20th anniversary catalog at the printers as we speak. And so they're hoping to have the new catalogs in within the next week or so. So if you've requested a catalog recently in the last couple of weeks and it hasn't arrived, be patient. You're going to get the 20th anniversary catalog real soon. They do have a waiting list for the catalog so that you won't be left out. So if you've requested one, your name is on that list. Okay. Be rest assured. They've made sure they didn't forget anybody. And so you're going to get a catalog soon. So it's free. The catalog's free. Special. It's in important information in those catalogs to help you figure out things and, you know, be better, be healthier. So 20th anniversary catalog will be in your hot little hands shortly. So be patient in the next, I would say, 10 days. Let's say 10 days. We're hoping 10 days. So if you're on the powerherbs.com website and you click it on free catalog, you can go ahead and ask for one and you'll be added to the list, and the new one will be real, will be here soon. So we're excited about 20 years, Frank, 20 years and helping people get well. That is amazing. That is, the Lord gets all the credit every day, all the time for that, because they're his herbs. And he says, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So you either believe the word of God or you don't. Right? And you're going with the natural nutrition that gets us well again, or you're not. I don't know. There's no in between. Just not. I can see by the clock we got to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about brain chemistry, help you think better. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010. Or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Double-O-Seven, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money-back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
AVR's phone lines are open now. Call 1-800-433-1429. That's 1-800-433-1429.
On Herb Talk, and we're going to be talking about some of your food choices that can help your brain out a little better. You know, most people select food based on the way it tastes, and I get that. Your unconscious food choices that you make is also affecting your brain chemistry and even possibly your overall mood. So foods can act like antidepressants, or they can act like speed. So when you think about it, we self-medicate ourselves with food every day. So long-term use of some foods can actually deplete our system of vital nutrients. Here we are with the minerals and the enzymes and so forth, which can create a building block for disease and, you know, give disease a foothold. So we want to be careful with that. So let's look at some of the substances that may be manipulated by your food choices. So some combinations of foods, for instance, can make all the difference concerning a lot of nutrition. So the obvious add-ons that you are probably making to your entree, you want to also think about, you know, food additives, you know, as add-ons to the food as well. Think of dyes and preservatives as add-ons, a la carte things to your food. So we are also, if we're also thinking about sugar and caffeine, a lot of people don't stop and consider how those substances will modify the food that you're eating as well, and also will affect your brain chemistry. So certain food substances will affect your neurotransmitters, and this is your brain neurotransmitters, and change how your brain cells actually can communicate. So people use things like caffeine so they can be more alert and awake. Without caffeine, pretty much half of America would typically be constipated because a lot of them use the caffeine to move their bowels in the morning. So many people depend on that morning cup of coffee so they can stay regular, right? But that's not the way you're supposed to stay regular. Your diet is lacking some things if you have to have coffee to move your bowels. So there have been a lot of studies just based on sugar and caffeine. Although caffeine is known to suddenly lift your mood, there's also studies suggesting that caffeine affects certain neurotransmitters like your serotonin, and it's linked to depression, violence, and even moodiness. So think about that the next time you're having your fifth cup of coffee for the day. Well, let's look at coffee for just a minute, because a lot of people complain about being addicted to their caffeine, their coffee, but the science behind the coffee studies indicate that no matter how addicted you are, just one cup of coffee does the trick. You don't have to have two or three. Dr. Andrew Baum of the Medical Physiology Department at Uniformed Sciences University, he says that you don't need more than one cup of regular coffee to get the same result. However, coffee drinkers know their caffeine, because under blind taste tests, they know which coffee is the decaf and which is the caffeine. Also, a study concluded that more people medicate themselves with regular coffee to actually counter things like depression. It should also be noted that coffee has pretty much thousands of years of safe use compared to a lot of antidepressant drugs. So if you're using coffee as a type of antidepressant, it's safer than the antidepressant drugs. So, of course, anything in excess is going to, you know, get a body out of balance. So more than 2 cups of coffee, if you're in the 2 to 4 cups of regular coffee per day, the experts are saying it could contribute to things like anxiety, nervousness, mood swings, and even insomnia. So it's time to peel back. I know people, Frank, that drink a whole pot of coffee a day. They'll make a whole pot. Beware, there is more caffeine in some over-the-counter products that you may be also taking. Drugs like Midol for menstruational purposes, or Extra Strength Bayer, which have more caffeine. Both of them have more caffeine than a cup of brewed coffee or a cup of espresso or a Mountain Dew soft drink. So those drugs have more caffeine than those beverages do. So, and then if you're swallowing the Bayer with coffee or Mountain Dew, you know, that's bad. All right. Well, let's keep it all straight, because, we really didn't, who knew really that a little cup of Java could really upset a body's chemistry to the point that you having to see a psychiatrist, but it does happen. So Dr. Simon Young, he's with the Department of Psychiatry at McGill University in Montreal. He warns that when your brain has low serotonin, you're more susceptible to psychiatric symptoms. So this would explain why air traffic controllers struggle with depression living on caffeine during their shift, very stressful in the control tower. And also between 80 to 90% of the Americans do tend to get addicted to caffeine, and at least 15% are also concerned they're cutting back or having to stop eating foods with caffeine. So people are aware, you know, caffeine may not be all that great for me personally. Everybody's different. And if you're adding more serotonin to your brain, it can relieve a lot of depression and even violent tendencies, right? And we're going to examine how we can achieve this using some more natural foods. So I recently stopped drinking regular tea with the caffeine in it, and I'll either have a little green tea once in a while, or I'll have a decaffeinated type of tea, but I try not to do too much of that either. I want to say 2 weeks, you know, I just felt off. I just felt that my metabolism was a bit off. I think my metabolism was a bit stressed because it was leaning on caffeine there, that first cup of tea in the morning, because I can't drink coffee, Frank. I get too nervous. I can't do it. So it makes me jittery. So I don't do coffee. But I noticed that I must have had some sort of tea caffeine reliance that for 2 weeks I felt a bit off. So it took about 2 weeks for all that to work out of my system. So if you're trying to come off of caffeine, you want to give it 2 weeks. And you'll do okay. Well, let's talk about some other things like sugar. Sugar affects the brain big time. So when people get depressed, they often turn to something sugary, and it helps with their blues, the way they're feeling. Americans eat more sugar during winter months than other seasons. And we got the holidays typically in the winter months. There's lots of sugar. And also winter, fall, people see more depression because we have shorter days, less light, and light does impact our mood. A lot of people get that seasonal affective disorder or sad when the days start to get shorter in the fall, winter months. And some people are more sensitive to light, and when the days do get shorter, their mood shifts, and they may be more depressed. So people who have the seasonal affective disorder usually crave sweets and starches, which help them fight those winter blue feelings. Now, Dr. Norman Rosenthal, he said, he's a SAD researcher. He's a
seasonal affective disorder specialist, if you will. And he also is at the National Institute of Mental Health, and he's the researcher there. He says that the normal person, after they eat, let's say, carbohydrates and sugar, they feel less alert and less energetic. But the person with the seasonal affective disorder, that individual, he says, has the opposite reaction. So carbohydrates and sugar do, well, they've become an antidepressant for some people suffering from the seasonal affective disorder. And personally, I'd say give me the sugary carb, give me that donut, I guess, rather than a prescription drug. Personally, I'll go with the donut. But, and it's no wonder, though, the WHO, the World Health Organization, wants to regulate these sugary carbs because they know they're being used instead of drugs. So they're wanting to regulate those under the Codex Food Harmonization Code. See, your donut's going to be regulated, Frank. Oh, man. Well, does science know why the seasonal affective disorder folks have the opposite reaction to sugar and carbs? Do they know that? Well, one explanation is that the depressed folks already have abnormal brain chemistry stemming from a metabolism and serotonin level that's out of balance. So eating these foods will boost their serotonin level. So should people who suffer from the seasonal affective disorder avoid sugar and carbohydrates, especially during the winter months? I'd say no. Avoiding these foods only promotes a deeper depression for them. So the body is sending a strong biological signal. Hey, eat these foods. And to the point of almost addiction for some of them. And going on a high protein, low carb diet would probably be fatal for those folks. So you can, you know, cut back on the sugar and eat more carbs, like maybe dried beans or pasta with vegetables and maybe some cereal, whole grain breads, maybe whole grain crackers. You know, that may be an alternative fix that's a little healthier. So these foods will work just as well, but they will have a what they call a slower rate, helping to balance out the metabolism. I like for breakfast, I like a whole grain something like a gluten-free bagel or a whole grain bagel, you know, not organic wheat, none of this other kind of wheat. And then I like fruit with it, see, because the fruit and the whole grain together, they offer this long chain of protein, sugar protein combo that will take you all the way through, even past lunch if you have to, without feeling hungry. So it's this time release of energy to your cells when you have fruit and a whole grain. So great, great way to break the fast in the morning breakfast, having that. It's also advisable to avoid excessive alcohol or caffeine as a medication type for the winter blues or the seasonal affective disorder, because these foods tend to increase anxiety and promote adverse mood swings. So avoid the alcohol, caffeine, medicating effect if you can. So what are some of the substitutes that we can use? Well, studies have shown that eating more green vegetables will lighten your mood and can help fight the seasonal affective disorder or depression. And you probably wonder, well, how can greens do that? Well, they contain folic acid or folate, and many who have the seasonal affective disorder or even depression have a folate deficiency. So folate acid is a B vitamin, and the central nervous system depends on vitamin B. So you're going to find high concentrations of folate in legumes, you know, your dried beans and things. Now, Dr. Young at McGill University said that if you're eliminating the folate deficiency, it tends to cure depression. So get rid of the folate depletion and boost your diet with folate type foods, whole foods. Again, we're not back to isolated substances. We're back to whole foods. It cures depression. And here's the thing. I've heard people say, well, I eat greens all the time and I'm still depressed. Well, okay, are you cooking them to death? Are you cooking your greens to death? Heat destroys nutrition in foods, changes them chemically. Because, you know, I'm down here in the South, you know, and they like to cook things a long time. you know? So try just, you know, a light cooking or, you know, stir fry, a light steaming, if you will, but don't, you know, cook them to death because you lower the nutrition, you lower that vitamin B and that folate, and therefore you're not feeling the effects. So foods are heat sensitive. Changes them chemically, just like herbs are heat sensitive. So according to Dr. Young, all this research revealed that those with depression and other psychiatric disorders had a much lower folate level than a healthy, sound-minded individuals. So when you have low folate, it causes the serotonin level in the brain to severely decline. With as little as a 3/4 of a cup of spinach, you can relieve the depression, he says, but just don't overcook your spinach. So it's best to get your folate from foods rather than getting them from your pills. So other foods that contain vitamins known to lift mood are Brazil nuts, tuna, swordfish, sunflower seeds, oat bran, and whole wheat. There you go. And what about some elevating foods, you know, kind of really elevate you. There was this one study that surprised me on how, Frank, pay attention, you're the garlic man. It's a study on how garlic helps to lower cholesterol and thin the blood, but researchers say it also has a positive effect on mood, on your mood. So the study, this was by German researchers at the University of Hanover, and they stated that in their test group that had garlic, they had a greater feeling of well-being and a better mood than the control group. So they also stated that the garlic group reported feeling less fatigue, less anxious, less agitated, and less irritable. So it's no wonder garlic is the most popular over-the-counter product in Germany then. And so, you know, who needs an antidepressant when you got garlic around, right? I know, Frank loves garlic. He lives by garlic. I think on your property, right under the American flag, you have a flag with a big old garlic bulb on it, right? you fly the garlic flag, all the time. Yep. You see, Frank says, I don't worry, although I'm working on an agitated thing right now. That's just true. He works through things very good, very constructively. He's got garlic. All right. Now, Dr. Paul Rosen of the University of Pennsylvania, he's in the psychology department. He was doing some research on the effects of capsaicin, your hot cayenne, your hot peppers, and how it affects depression in people. So he says the hot peppers introduce a rush of endorphins to the brain, which can produce a temporary high, if you will. And you wonder, well, how is that working? Well, according to Dr. Rosen, he says your hot taste in your mouth stimulates nerve endings to send a chemical signal to the brain that you ate something very hot. So the brain releases a natural painkiller endorphin that works similar to a shot of morphine to stop the pain. So if you keep eating the hot peppers, the brain continues to release endorphins, and you can get this buildup of endorphins creating what is called a pleasure rush. So according to this research, it's kind of hard to stay depressed if you're eating hot peppers. I know. I like hot pepper. I like hot stuff. I like the spicy stuff. Hot cayennes, you know, chili peppers, habaneros, you know, really great, really great. Okay, so you've got some natural tools here, obviously, to help you think better, lift your mood, come out of depression, protect your enzymes and your minerals in your body so that your melatonin doesn't sink and your other neurotransmitters don't bottom out. It's all in what you're putting in the body. It matters what you put in there, see. So these are just whole food tools. You don't need a prescription. You just go to the grocery store. So obviously changing the way you eat is going to have a significant impact to help with your depression, anxiety, insomnia, mood swings, low energy, etc. The other thing that seasonal affective disorder folks can do is, you get those full spectrum light bulbs and you put them in your work environment, your home. It lifts mood. It simulates light, sunlight. It's different from your other light bulbs. They have like this, powder blue coating on them. So look for those. And those are very good at lifting mood all around your home and work area. Now, if you're looking for some of the foods that have the hot cayennes, the garlic, the circulation formulas, they have emotional stress formulas, things for anxiety and depression. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have some natural whole food formulas for you that you can take. And you can just give them a call and ask about it. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. Of course, thepowerherbs.com. They have a whole section under anxiety, depression, panic attack. You can just click on that. It's also listed in their catalog under their table of contents. By the way, their new catalog will be here soon. The 20th anniversary. What a milestone. I mean, that is such an achievement. I have to say. To be in business in this day and age, you know, to be in business that long. That's amazing. How long have you been in business, Frank? You've been in business a long time. I can't remember how long we've known each other. It's been over a decade, I would think. But you've been in business a long time, too. It's quite an accomplishment. It really is. All right. We got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about some other things that can have drug side effects. A food that can have a drug side effect. What did you say, Frank? 1998. Ooh, 22 years. 22 years in business. Frank's been in business. Where's the applause button? Frank, that's great. I love it. All right, let's look at some foods that have drug effects. Long-term use of drugs that people use to control symptoms, let's say a digestive disease, they do offer side effects, those type of drugs. Most people using antacids can experience things like diarrhea, constipation, and it's all because of the aluminum and magnesium salts in these products. Also, calcium carbonate products such as Tums can cause constipation. And in some cases, if there's too much calcium, it causes kidney failure. Now, over-the-counter and prescription digestive medications change the way your body breaks down and uses nutrients like your calcium, and it should not be consistently used for more than a few weeks. But people get prescribed this stuff all the time, long term, and it's not the way it's supposed to be used. So antacids also interfere with the absorption of other prescription meds like heart medicine, so beware of that. Other popular drugs like Tagamet and Zantac tend to produce headaches, diarrhea, dizziness, and rash. It's all listed on their labels under side effects. So if you suffer from a liver or nervous system disease, there's a warning that these type of conditions, taking these drugs will exacerbate those conditions. So it's, you know, up to you and your doctor whether you want to take those. So long-term use of these types of drugs do offer risk of stomach cancer as well. So any drug or heartburn or antacid should be used in a short burst and no longer than a few weeks while you adjust the lifestyle because you're doing something that's causing the antacid heartburn thing. Otherwise, you're going to be switched from drug to drug until your digestive disease just kind of blows up. So do your homework on your prescription drugs. Now, we're going to be talking about a lot of acid reflux here in just a minute because one of the things I find with people that have GERD acid reflux is they like chocolate. Oh, who doesn't like chocolate, you know? But chocolate can trigger heartburn and acid reflux. Some foods create a chemical mechanism and encourages heartburn. So chocolate's one of them. So how many times, let's say you've had digestive discomfort after you had maybe several chocolate chip cookies or a brownie, and you're probably saying, well, how can something so nice do that? Well, the chocolate acts like an antispasmodic or a tranquilizer to the sphincter muscle at the end of your esophagus at the top of the stomach. So this chemical in the chocolate is methylthioxazine. Apparently, chocolate does not provoke acid backwash in individuals that rarely experience heartburn. It's just those that have this predisposition to heartburn and acid reflux and GERD. You have chocolate, becomes a problem, and it's just going to make and relax that muscle just enough so it pops open and all that acid slops up into the esophagus causing that heartburn. So chocolate. Don't have chocolate. Not even a little piece. Not even a chocolate morsel. No. If you already have GERD acid reflux, chocolate's off the list. Okay. Just makes everything worse. And so there's foods that you need to avoid, you know, and get healthy again. Once you get healthy again, yeah, occasionally you may have some chocolate, but just not right now. Now, there are some medications that can make your acid reflux worse. Drugs that will relax again, that's esophageal sphincter muscle, would be your calcium channel blockers, dopamine drugs, sedatives, pain relievers. Drugs that delay the stomach from emptying into the small intestine will be your calcium channel blockers. And that provides a lot of pressure on that muscle, and so it pops open. So drugs that can damage the esophagus and stomach lining will be Fosamax for your osteoporosis, potassium and iron pills, antibiotics, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, aspirin, ibuprofen, and naproxen or Aleve. So all those drugs can do that to your digestive system and more. So if you're looking for some really fantastic herbs that help with digestion, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a whole section on digestion herbs. I love the gentian root. The gentian root is one of those herbs that helps with digestive enzymes, helps move the food out of the stomach in a timely manner. So it's just one of those herbs that helps prevent overeating if you tend to be one of those guys. Don't overeat. So use some gentian root a half hour before you eat, and you can just eliminate all those problems. So they got other things on their digestive list. So check them out at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Just click on digestion. And or ask for a catalog, which will be here soon, the 20th anniversary. Give them a call, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And be empowered, because that's what it's about. Tools, information on how to use them, and product support, all great things. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.